9 o'clock, we call our meeting to order. We'll let everyone, a couple of people get situated.
We're heading the wrong flag.
Whoa, turn that around.
Wake us up, huh?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic over which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't know. I don't know who moved him.
That's all right, we'll fix him.
Everyone turned that way.
It's 7 o'clock. We'll call our selectmen's meeting to order at 7 o'clock on February 26th. We'll have roll call. Mr. Commissar?
Here.
Mrs. Young?
Here.
Mr. Dan?
Here.
Mr. Lauberty?
Here.
Carlton Roby? And recording secretary Andrea Hansen. First on our agenda is to review and approve public minutes from our February 12th meeting. If anyone has anything, we would entertain a motion.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
And Mr. Commissar, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes approved. Next on our agenda is we're going to hold a public hearing regarding the question of permitting the operation of New Hampshire Keno 603 game at qualified establishments within the town on the March 13th, 2018 election ballot. And Mr. Lauberty has the most information on that, so at this time we'll open a public hearing.
Okay.
Mark?
So I kind of want to start. I know most of you were at the deliberative session, so I don't know if anyone has any questions or concerns about this. I did print up two documents if anyone is interested up front. One of them is from the New Hampshire Municipal Association on kind of the process on how we got it on the ballot and what the law actually says and what will happen if it passes or fails. The second one, we actually had some questions on what Keno was. So I got something from the lottery, New Hampshire Lottery, that kind of explains the game in proper. And it, to be honest, it's a little bit more of a biased document because it's promoting the game, but it's the best thing I found that actually describes the game. So if anyone's interested, that information is up there. I don't know if people want to give it a quick look-see and have any questions. If anyone has any comments, this is what this is for. Again, it's on the ballot on the 13th, long and short. If it passes, it means that restaurants that are in town that serve are full service and provide what's called pour, which means it serves alcohol, have the ability to apply to the New Hampshire Lottery to see if they would like to offer the game. No guarantee they would get it, but that is something that they could do. If it fails, they would not be allowed to apply for the game. So that's the quick and the dirty. So I don't know if anyone has any questions, concerns, comments.
It has to be a full service bar?
Yes. Which we have zero of in town right now, but
hard liquor being sold, right?
Yes, it has to be a
beer.
Not just beer, it is a full service restaurant. If that's it, I think we're...
Any questions other than that?
Comments?
On that, with that being a no, we'll close the public hearing and we'll move on. Next on our agenda is Conservation Commission Chairman Susan Willerman. We'll give the board an update on the Fowler easement. And I think she gave us some paperwork on that. Good evening.
Hello.
Susan. Nice to see you.
It's nice to see you. So when we were here in October to look at moving forward with the Fowler project, it's just some reminders. It's a donated easement, and what you have in front of you is the wording of the easement. It has been worked through, and so I believe that you may have gotten this last Tuesday or Wednesday, hopefully, and we're here to hopefully bring this project to a close. So it's just time to come back and we're here if there are any questions.
The Bear Paw Regional Greenways is going to hold the easement?
Yes.
That's what I see here, and it's pretty much same as all the other easements that we have around.
The wording of this is very similar to the easement that the Fowlers had done on their Palmer Road, piece. So it's pretty much the similar. If you looked through those, it'd be very similar, just a different piece. There's also a map that shows you, should have been an attachment that showed you where the easement was compared to the exclusion part, the spot that is being kept out of the easement. Russ has it right there.
The yellow?
Yep, and the, and here, it's almost, sometimes it's even easier to see it right there. The larger piece is the, is the area that's there.
Now, the language in this, is that drawn up by an attorney or, and that's what I'm, you know.
I think I'll let Dan answer that question. Dan is here from Bear Paw, who's the director there, and he can answer that question.
Yeah, it's drafted in our office, but it's reviewed by our attorney, and I believe the original Fowler easement was reviewed by the town as well. The language on this one is verbatim, the same as the Palmer Road easement that we did before. And it does convey an executory interest to the town of Candia that if we fail to enforce the easement or if we fail to exist, the town of Candia can step in and take over the conservation easement on their own.
I'm good with that. Very good.
So I got a question. So what's the process? We approve it so that the select chair of the selectmen signs it, correct?
Yeah, so we would, actually, Dan, can you answer? You have a clear answer than I can about signatures and all that. Instead of me bumbling through
that. You can do it in a lot of different ways. Each town that we work with does it in different ways. Sometimes all the members of the select board or the town council will sign, or other times they'll designate someone.
Okay. But theoretically, because the Fowlers are here and we have a notary, we could get this all done tonight, correct?
Well, my wife isn't here.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
Each of the signature pages is separate.
Oh, okay.
And so you guys could sign it, and then we could make arrangements with the Fowlers to meet with them and sign it.
Yeah, Andrea's a notary also.
Yeah, I think the last one we did, we closed here.
Okay.
So I think that's kind of where we're at, based on how you would like to sign that, if everybody would like to, or if you'd like to designate.
Is it one original?
I think Dan has brought a clean copy.
I do have a clean original if you want it.
Yep.
Yeah, there's three spots for us, like, to sign on the back page here.
Yeah. And we have a clean copy as well.
If you'd like Alan signed, we can do that, I suppose. Yeah.
There's the clean copy, and I have a copy for you, if you want to have that just for your records.
Okay, great, thank you.
Now we'd have to have the notary after Ruth signs it as well as myself.
Yeah, it's a different page.
Yeah, during the day, is it convenient for her to come down with you to see Andrea?
Let's find the right page here. Looks like that was the page one.
Yep, that's the one.
There's the one.
Can I use your black pen, please?
Absolutely.
Can you sign that, Mark?
Sure.
Pass it to Susan, please.
Let's say it's 26th.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think I'm sorry.
Susan, do you want me to do that now? Or is it now?
They gotta sign it.
So.
Yeah, we'll work out a...
Okay, all right. Well, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm.
So should that bottom part be filled out? Since they all did that tonight. Okay.
I don't have my sale. I need my stamp on my sale. Do you want to? Is that okay?
I don't know. Since that one was, is that a, should we fill that out now, or can you do it at a separate?
Well, it doesn't have. Yeah, I can do this after.
Okay, that's fine. Because you were here, so that's fine. Okay, I can definitely perfect. Do. All right. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't any.
She's your witness.
Okay.
When he comes back to do it, she'll seal both pages.
Okay. Good.
Good job.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, thank you, Mr. Fowler.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
That's a nice easement.
It butts up to your land, what you used to own.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's a nice easement. Yeah. Okay, we'll move on. The board to authorize payment of payroll checks and accounts payable. Mr. Lauberty, would you do that, please?
Yep. Payroll manifest, 22nd of February, $16,484.23. 1st of March, 2018, $27,305.62. Payroll subtotal, $43,789.85. Accounts payable, 22nd of February, $43,669.59. 1st of March, $480,037.39, of which $425,000 is for the Candia School District. Accounts payable subtotal $523,706.98. Grand total $567,496.83.
Mr. Dan, would you move to accept the manifest as presented?
I move to accept the manifest as presented.
Second by Mrs. Young. No questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Payroll checks. Under other business, Mr. Lewis had some information for us on a subdivision on High Street.
Yeah, someone came in, well, called the land use office today. I guess they had purchased the property at 608 High Street, the subdivision that was going to go in just before Donovan Road on the same side. And they want to get started on that. They requested a pre-construction meeting, and they need to have a bond in place. And by our regulations, notify the Board of Selectmen and the Planning Board of their plans to get started. So I didn't know if they need to meet with the Board of Selectmen or just a letter and their bond would suffice. I think usually it's been just a letter notifying that they're going to get started and get the bond in place. And there's no need to have a pre-construction meeting until they've posted the bond. We've had issues in the past where people get confused. They think they can start before they have the bond in place because they've had the pre-construction meeting. And I think from this point forward, we ought to make sure we follow the rules pretty closely on things like that. So to avoid confusion, I was bringing it to the board. And do you want them to come in, or do you want a letter and the bond, or how do you want to proceed with that?
I think a letter of intent to move forward would be fine, and then bring in the bond. I think the bond was posted at $660,000,
yep,
plus $14,700 and something dollars for construction monitoring,
yep,
and that'll go to
the
land use office, and the bond will come to the selectmen to hold.
And as inspections are performed, the bill is paid from that $14,000. Sometimes we get into a situation where it's not enough because of the way the contractor proceeds. It should be more than enough if they do it in a timely fashion. But when they start complaining that the costs are too high, usually there's a reason that the costs are too high.
Okay. And then the job progresses, the bond will be reduced.
Right. And that comes back to the Board of Selectmen. The reduction is recommended from the Planning Board, but the Board of Selectmen.
A letter to the Planning Board, a letter to the Selectmen, and
bond in place, and then we'll hold the pre-construction meeting and move on. any selectmen want to attend the reconstruction meeting.
You will attend?
I'll be there.
Yep, and we'll bring that information to them with the questions like I asked you, and that's fine.
I'll do that.
I'm good with that. Anybody else want to attend reconstruction meeting?
When is it going to?
It hasn't been scheduled yet.
No. Yeah. If I'm around, it'd
I
be
can
interesting.
Let you know when it's scheduled, so if anybody should want to attend.
But Dave Murray goes to this.
Not yeah. usually.
No. Oh, no. Okay. It's just for the road.
Just for the road.
Okay.
Once they decide they're going to build houses, then it's
okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
The only other thing I have is mud season has been horrendous, so I don't know if you've gotten many complaints from people, but it's only so much we can do. Mud is mud, and boy, last week when it went to 65 mm-hmm. 70 degrees, it came out fast.
Well, it has to go somewhere.
One road in particular.
No, this has been a couple.
Courier was the one I heard.
Tower Hill.
Yeah.
And then some of the others haven't been bad, but Courier was pretty much impassable. You needed talent to get through.
Yeah. Did the frost go out now?
What's that? Did the frost go out?
Pretty much. Helped Today's it. The first day it started to firm up. I mean, before that, it was deep.
I heard it was pretty bad.
It was a couple feet deep.
But most people, I've not heard that they wanted to. Everybody has very high comments and compliments for you. They know you. No, there's only so much anyone can do, and they have been. They have not complained about you at all.
I've only had a couple.
Yeah, and that's you're always going to get a couple.
And they were, they were fine with it. Just is there anything you can do? And, you know, when it's that deep, you can't mm-hmm. even back a truck in with the stone. Mm-hmm. I mean, I attempted it the first of the week last week. And, I mean,
well,
you can back in a little ways,
it's only
so far you can go. So.
Yeah.
No, you know, we're going to have to look at doing something to Courier Road as far as,
drainage.
It's probably time to.
I think we're, even to keep it as a gravel road, we should dig it down, box it out, put in some underdrain, put down fabric, put in layers of stone, and even that isn't going to cure it, but it would make it way better than what we have. We have over 300 cars a day on that road. Over 300. And a gravel road, usually they recommend after 90 cars. That's the limit of a gravel road.
But a lot of people I've spoken to like it gravel.
Oh, well, a lot of people like it.
They do not want it paved. The people who are living there do not want it paved.
I don't care if gravel at 2 a.m. when I'm up there grading them up.
Yeah, well, no, but
it's hard. At some point, the selectmen and the highway agent have to make that decision on the safety issue up there. That's the thing, that has to be done.
But again, the drainage and like that, I would try to go that route before I push anything else, because I think you'd have a lot of pushback if you try to make it.
You got to remember, somebody needed an ambulance up there, or somebody's house was burning down, and we need to get a fire truck or whatever up there, and you can't get it. That's when everybody opens their eyes to what's happening.
We've put enough money in that road in stone and gravel to redo that.
To have paved
road,
it, yeah.
To have done that road and done it right.
Oh, yeah.
But
we've put way over that amount.
That would be something I certainly would
In 22 years, I think I've put over 250 triaxle or 10-wheeler loads of straight inch-and-a-half stone in that road.
When we dig that up, we're going to reclaim all that.
Oh, we're going to screen it all out.
Through a screen.
Screen it all out to use it on the next dirt road.
A mountain of stone for the underdrain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, you're doing a good job keeping the roads.
That's it for me.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis. Any other business before the board? Mr. Komisar?
Yeah, I just want to comment on the Courier Road. We've had quite a bit of discussion about that. And again, I think the whole liability issue, we have the responsibility as a select board to ensure public health, safety, and welfare. So when you get a road that's not passable, that's a problem. And I know there's a lot of there's residents on both sides of that issue, and they'd like to keep it that way, but just hear the numbers that Dennis is putting out there. 90 cars a day, we're at 300. You get a road that's impassable, what happens? You get a fire, all of a sudden, it's going to be on the select board. Why the heck didn't somebody do something? So I said the same thing last time, but when we had an in-depth discussion.
Well, and it's been on the ballot. It did not pass. It was on the ballot.
That's right.
It came before the the voters in town, and it did not pass by, what, 200 or 300? I mean, it's quite substantial, but...
It still becomes a safety issue, and the selectmen have to make that decision.
It does. That'll be interesting. That'll be a... I mean, I'm hoping we could... Yeah, keep it dirt and still address the drainage or put... I don't know. If that's what they want.
Do you have anything?
No.
Mr. Lawberry? Anybody in the audience? Any other business to come before the board?
Mr. Chairman?
Mrs. Zott?
Yes, I have a question about the fact that the Board of Selectmen chose not to send out the copy of the proposed budget before the deliberative session, and I would hope that you would reconsider it and send it out next year. I think the reasoning may have been that we're in a digital age and people can just get on the computer and they can look at it, but I think we have a lot of citizens who do not have computer access, and I think it also warns the citizens that the meeting is coming up. When you don't see it, you tend to forget that it's coming. And I believe that it is the responsibility of the board to be as open as they possibly can. And sending out that budget, I think, says, here we are, this is what we're wanting to do, come to the meeting. Whether it brings one more person to the meeting or not is not the issue. The issue is that it's the responsibility of the select board to inform the people of what's happening. And I think that there were people that, if we have new people who've moved into town, who don't know how our government works, and you get this in the mail and you start to look, you can look and call the office and say, what is this, what's going on? But if you don't get the, if you don't see that paperwork, and the other thing is when you're looking at that small screen, it's really hard to figure out what's going on in the budget. It's a lot easier to flip paper. I mean, that's my personal bias. I was told that, you know, that it was a lot of money and the board didn't have the money to spend on it. And really, in a $3 million budget, that's around here to spend to spend that much, whatever it costs, $1,300. That's really around a year. So I would hope that you would reconsider, and I'm going to go to the school board and make the same statement to the school board, because I really feel it disenfranchises a portion of our citizens by not having that out in the mail. So I hope you think about it.
I think that's a good suggestion, and if we could get with the school, too, because, again, that's almost $9 million. So I think if we put all the budgets together, I think it would be good if we could combine, cooperate and combine two of them and send them out that way. That would be, that would let
and
people
it,
know.
And it's, yeah. It's, you know, it's the warning. It's saying to the people here, this is coming up. If you're interested, come to the meeting. At least this is what your town is doing. This is how they're planning on spending your money. So what they spent last year, this is what they're planning on spending next year. So I hope you'll reconsider and think about that for next year.
Thank you, Mrs. Dott. We will reconsider that and think about that next year.
Thank you.
Mr. Hall, had your hand up?
I believe a prior meeting in which Conservation Commission Chairman Susan Wilderman approached the board about request for payment of a fee for Sanborn easement for an application fee. And if memory serves me correctly, this board approved the expenditure of the application fee. I was just curious as to know what the status of that easement is.
That was an approval for an assessment fee.
Yes. Right.
To assess the property? Yeah, and that's as far as that's gone.
So the board has heard nothing then?
No, we paid for the assessing fee, yes, which was the request, and the board voted to do that.
I was expecting to hear something from Susan tonight about the status of that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe if the board could check into that.
I'm going to wait for her to bring back whatever she brings to the Board of Selectmen on that easement. Or
because that was on last year's budget. That was last year's expenditure.
Yep. And that'll roll over onto a new... That's been paid. The assessment's been done. Yep.
I just hope the board is not paying for dead horse.
Well, that was my point, Mr. Hall, when we talked about that.
I believe that was in December, by the way. So
that was my
last year.
That was my point, but the board voted. So, yeah. Thank you for your input. Anyone else? Any other business?
Linda Bergeron, Diamond Hill Road. I was just wondering, in regards to this budget notification, why can't there be ones put at the post office, and one put at the library, and one put at the town hall?
There were available. Can I answer that for you, Linda?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mrs. Zott did use the word selectmen, and I'm in the one that's authorized the office not to send them out solely, just for everybody's information. Mm-hmm. And we posted that in the newspaper, that they would be available at town hall, at the library, and at deliberative session on the date. We did post that.
And the clerk's office.
The clerk's office. Okay. So they were all posted and noticed, and that was my decision.
I think it's a good decision to make. I don't think we need to pay for postage and whatever.
Like we said, we'll reconsider that next year, and thank Mrs. Zott for her input. And Christine?
Just the election is going to be March 13th, which is sneaking up in a couple of weeks. Have you figured out who's working when?
We're working on it.
No. Okay, because your next meeting is the night before the election, and I'll be very busy over there setting up, so.
I'm going to put a sheet in for everybody to sign in on, and once we get that established, I'll make sure that you and the moderator have
that
a copy of that.
And we need all of you at the very end just to sign, you know, so that'd be good.
Very well. If there's no other information to come before the board under other business, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
And second by Mr. Dan, and we'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.